It is Dennis Wilson across the counter from me. Jerry Parks also across the counter. And it was, in fact, Jerry and Dennis were here back several months ago, and we were talking about a very special program. Basically, I think you two were, if I'm right, the very first two to donate $100,000 to the... And this all went to the Margaret Hanson, didn't that, right? The Margaret Hanson Fund of the Community Foundation. And it sort of jump-started. What did you call it, Jerry?
The Century Landmark Society, and Keith Schultz was also kind of a charter member. The three of us kind of went together.
Says it was sort of like it was an idea to really let so if you have some resources and you're looking for and apps, also you're looking for some tax advantages. There is that. You can utilize, as I said, if you're going to give charitable giving, but a jump start on charitable giving, and that's really what the foundation's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely, Steve.
And again, Dennis is the treasurer of the Community Foundation, and he has been... Dennis, how long have you been the treasurer?
2 years.
Okay.
Maybe three.
Okay. Michelle Abawasili is the director, but again, we're talking about... We did talk about grant recipients just a couple of months ago. Well, the grant program, or I guess the application for grants, is that underway now or will be underway soon?
No, it's been just recently completed.
Okay.
Do you want me to go ahead and...
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So this year's grant program, it just gave me goosebumps. I was just so tickled at how things went. We were able to combine the Margaret Hanson Community Impact Fund, the Marvin Mickelson Foundation, and the money from the Dennis Wilson Family Foundation. And we awarded and sent out into the community over $71,000 this year, which was a huge jump over previous years.
In fact, if I am correct, Dennis, you said this was the first year that you were able to give everyone the grant or what they wanted. And you have you've come close before, but nobody was denied. That was a very special moment. So. Foundation, how long has the actual foundation been around, Dennis?
2006.
Okay. And what started the foundation? Who started it?
Steve Delaney, Beverly Simone, Jim Olson, I think.
That would have been when Beverly was president of SEC,
yes,
is that right?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Dan Cahill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the idea was to what? To have a fund, a growing fund to be able to support worthy organizations and also to support worthy projects. I know the last time we were talking, I think recently about the I'm not sure if it was the last time you were here, but we were talking about the lighting of the Great River Bridge, mm-hmm. And that was a process we talked about over a year ago about that. And again, LED, very much completely redoing the lighting of the bridge. Making it a spectacular, and also Snake Alley. That's also part of that deal. Do you know where we stand on that in terms of?
It's completed. They're in the process of working out the final details as far as starting the project. And one of our latest funds, not the latest, but one of the latest funds, is for the maintenance of
right.
the bridge going or the lighting going
through. You know, I was driving on the... basically on the 534 freeway, and I just happened to look up, and I could see the towers, the twin towers of the Great River Bridge, and I thought, and it was daytime, of course, but I've seen the Great River Bridge back when we were coming in, because we go to Chicago a lot, because our daughter lives there, one of our daughters, anyway, and the lighting of that bridge will mean that the visibility of that bridge will be... You'll be able to see it 10 miles away, easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought of being in California. I was in San Francisco. And
you can't see it that far.
No. But one thing that is true about San Francisco is that I had to go over the Golden Gate. In fact, I went over the Golden Gate Bridge 6 times during a family reunion we had out there. But when we were driving, I was driving from the airport, and I was just not quite sure where exactly I was going. I knew I was going in the right direction. But that the Golden Gate Bridge is such an awesome structure that you can see it you can see it and you know where you're going. You just have to follow it, and then, okay, well, this road will get me over there, so I'll follow that. And I suppose the idea will probably be kind of the same here, although not quite the same. But anyway, the foundation, the grant program, and being able to award all of those grants, when does the process begin to start basically looking for applications? Do you know?
It's in the spring. It's going to be a little later next year, but it will be basically the same process. Local nonprofits are eligible to apply for money for their ongoing work or for special project. As you know, Steve, the Community Foundation is kind of an umbrella group for over 30 local organizations, and of course they have their own fund, and they are making grants for their own purposes and activities. And then the funds that are controlled by the Community Foundation Board are the Margaret Hanson Fund, Marvin Mickelson Fund, and now Dennis is helping us with the Dennis Wilson Family Foundation. But an example of some of the funds that are working inside the Community Foundation, we've got the Downtown Redevelopment Fund, the Mediapolis Schools Foundation, the Heritage Trust for Historic Preservation, Friends of the Burlington Public Library, and many, many others. And the exciting thing for me, there was just a whole plateful of really wonderful projects that were proposed this year and are going to be funded. The Art Guild is received funding for a project to paint a mural on the 3rd Street wall of the Art Center building. The South Hill Neighborhood Association, you know, has been shut down mm-hmm. because community gatherings were impossible during the pandemic for a couple of years, and they are coming back at full steam ahead, starting out with the Easter egg hunt. They're going to do free swim days at the pool. They're working on the community garden, so they're getting going back full steam again. SCC this summer is providing scholarships for 9 kids to go to Kid Tech, which is a summer right. camp for kids interested in tech STEM issues, technology. And the Rotary Club is going to build and install 4 little free libraries to be placed around town.
Okay. Now, aren't these little neighborhood libraries where they have, like, okay, you basically, it's a book you
like
simply
a little house.
Little house, yeah. Yes, I've seen those. Okay. Yeah. What a neat idea, though. I mean, these are, you know, it's the little things that dress up a community and that that add quality of life to a community. People have asked me why I've always loved the town and stayed in the town, and I said, you know what? It's a small city. The quality of life here is high. And the cost of living is low. And how do you, you know, put those all together? It's pretty hard to deny, isn't it?
And then, more good news, in the last month, we've had 2 additional grants that have been identified. We had some, we mentioned earlier, we had some excess, so we decided to use our excess and go towards the Capitol Theater fundraising that they're just starting.
That
and
is,
so forth.
That,
so,
that's a wonderful yeah, project, yeah. And Tammy McCoy has, we had her on, actually we had her on yesterday talking about all of the things that are being on a new Black Box Theater, which would be another smaller theater. They've got a lounge with entertainment that mm-hmm. they're putting together right mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. They put a brand new projector system in the Capitol, which is, they still have some refining of it to do and my adjustments, but spectacular, it'll be spectacular HD quality mm-hmm. Projections. So, yeah, I think Capitol Theater is, she was also talking about, it is celebrating its 85th year this summer. Did you know that? It was, anyway, so enough said about that, but great, yeah, that's a great fund and a great opportunity, yeah.
That digital projector was partially funded by the Community Foundation in last year's grant process.
Okay. Yeah. Community Foundation, it continues to do the job. If anyone wants where do they find the information about the Community Foundation, Dennis?
Well, they can go on the website, which is cfmdc.org, or just, you know, go Google Community Foundation Des Moines County. And then Michelle Appaloosi is our executive director, and her phone number is, I got to look at it because I don't remember, but it's 572 1125.
And you had a recent meeting. You had a recent meeting at the Arts Center where you went over basically charitable giving and opportunities for charitable giving. What sort of advantages you can get in your own personal giving portfolio? Yeah, yeah. And that was, how did that meeting go, by the way?
It went well. It was our first, so we had some learning curve there and so forth. But we're going to hope to do that again in the fall and fine-tune it. And
all right. Well, we want to thank Jerry Parks. We want to thank Dennis Wilson. Again, congratulations to all of those agencies that are funded and to especially now the Capitol Theater Foundation as well. And let's continue to support Burlington, continue to support Des Moines County because it's the Des Moines County Foundation, Community Foundation. And again, we'll look forward to seeing you back in a month. How about that?
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you.